Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for who he is, and we thank him for what he has done in our life. We thank him for what he is gonna do in our life, and we thank God for being the same God who has not changed. Guess what that means? If God healed the sick back then, he'll heal the sick today. If he gave sight to the blind back then, he'll give sight to the blind today. If the lepers was cleansed back then, they'll be cleansed today. If God made people and he gave us whatever we wanted, and he said that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Yeah, what is all these things in your life? You got to say to yourself, if God said all these things or whatever it is in my life, all these things, God says that he would give it to me. Hallelujah. 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 You know, the one thing that I found from Genesis is when God created heaven and earth, he put together a system. He put together a principle. He put together something that goes on and on and on, and it's gone on for all of these years, and it continues to go on today. He talked about the seed, and in Genesis, if you realize, God says that the seed after the seed. Yeah. He talks about, so he set the system up so that it's ongoing, which means apple seeds does what? Produce apple seed. We as human beings produce what? Human beings. So he set up a system that goes on and on. And guess what? When we learn how to become a part of that system, whatever it is that we want to do, when we can see after seed, whatever it is we want to do, we do what? Go on and on and on from generation to generation to generation. Hallelujah. Somebody probably say, where is he going today? Somebody say, where you going, Pastor? I'm going today is that all seed don't grow in all soil. Yeah. Get that. No. So Ezekiel in the book, he talked about a particular seed. He said, I got a seed from a land and I planted that seed in a particular soil, a fertile soil. A seed, particular seed from a particular land, and he wanted to make sure that it went into a particular place. Get where I'm coming from. He thought it out. He sat down and he figured out in his mind that he wanted something particular to grow. Yeah. He wanted something to grow. So he talked about a seed. See, sometimes in all of our life, our minds are seed, depend on where we're at, how we do it, what we see, and when we see. We are seed from our parents. Yeah. They put certain things in our mind growing up. Now, a lot of times, they don't sit down and they calculate what it is they want to see in us, that we will grow and a certain thing will come out of us. See, a lot of times as parents, we don't get that detail. But there are some parents who actually get that detail. Yeah. I just bought my grandson, Cartier, his first training golf club. Yeah, I'm going to tell you where I'm going at. I'm going to tell you where I'm going at. See, Big Katia he's been working with Ty in basketball. He's trying to seed in him. See, he's got a plan that hopefully he can make it in high school basketball, college basketball, and if he's good enough, get into professional. No, but so he is trying to, in his mind, see a direction, a particular seed in a particular soil to go a particular way. Get me? You know, I remember when I had a seed in my mind that when Taylor was small, I was feeding in her, and I, in my thought process, if she could play golf well enough, and if she got on the golf team in high school, she could. See, we don't understand. We don't understand that you can get a golf scholarship in college. Yeah. Yeah, we folks don't understand that. We folks, we look at basketball, we look at football, but some other folks, they look at golf, they look at soccer, they look at all of those other outside the rim thought process, and they see their kids in those things that out that there a lot of time there are scholarships out there and there more scholarship to get than football. But y'all see where, get where I'm going at? Yeah. There more scholarships. So they see their kids. They put it in their mind. They see in what they call fertile soil in their kids' mind to play golf and to get on the high school golf team because there are more college golf scholarships than people are aware of that they could receive. So I was seeding and tell her when she was small to play golf. Yeah. I got, and her set of golf club is still in the garage, but it's gathering dust. But she had her set of clubs. I had my set of clubs. And when I was able, she was right there beside me on the golf course. Yeah, yeah. I had in my mind that, hey, if I can get her playing golf, if I can get her playing and get good enough to get on the high school golf course, that she could get in and get a scholarship. So I was seeding that. But no, with my job situation, I really didn't have the time to really get into seeding into no. So we were out there and we were playing and she was with me and she was hitting the ball. And I remember one time, I remember one time I was out playing golf with a bunch of coworkers, and Taylor and I was out there and I was waiting for them to get off of the green. They was way, it had to been 140 yards from where I was at to where they was at, and they was ready to putt. So I'm like, Taylor, wait, don't hit the ball yet. I had no idea she could hit that far. No, they didn't either. They weren't even worried about her, this little kid. They weren't worried about her hitting that ball far enough to worry about it getting down into where they was at. They won't. So I'm waiting, but they said, go ahead, let her hit. They're down there putting. And they said, go ahead, let her hit the ball. So a little bit of seed and Taylor got everything right. I mean, the whole combination, that one time, the whole combination was right. And she hit that thing, and it landed on the green right by one of the guy's foot. Yeah. Right there. But they didn't get upset. They all down there cheering her on because they couldn't believe what she did. They couldn't believe that she hit that ball 140 yards from where she was at, this little kid. So, but the seeding was set there, but that won't the seeding for her. That wasn't. So now she gets a little excited about the high school band. No, and music and playing music and be, so. I had to change my focus because apparently God's focus on what seeding that she needed to be seeded in was not my focus of what seeding that she needed to be seeded in. So realizing that, so I changed my focus, we changed our focus, and we made sure every year that her tuition was paid Yeah. Every year to make sure the tuition was paid for this band. I mean, and it wasn't inexpensive, but it was worth it. Because if Hickory don't have anything, they got one of the national, known in the world. Marching band. Traveled everywhere. And when she was playing, she went all over the place traveling and playing. And so as we can see, that seed did what? Now she plays drums, she plays guitar, she's able to teach drums, she's able to teach the guitar, she's able to teach the keyboard, because guess what? Sometimes we got to realize we might want to see certain way. Ezekiel was looking for a particular seed and a particular place, and he was following God. So what I'm telling you, what you got to do as a people of God, you got to realize what God wants you to do, what seed he is putting in you, and what seed he wants you to carry forward. Hallelujah. You see, right now, at this moment, I don't know if the golf club seed is going to stick and it's going to go anywhere with little cocktail. But I do know, one thing I do know about this little fella, he catches on real quick in anything that you teach him. In the seeds you try to put in his life, he catches it real quick. Football, baseball, basketball, whatever it may be, hadn't tried golf yet, but guess what? Guess what? We're gonna follow. See, you gotta understand, this is God's principle. God's principle is seeding. Yeah. He made it very important in Genesis that the seed is important. Because he made it very important in Genesis that the seed is what's going to keep the generation and keep things going. The seed is what is going to grow, and it's going to grow, and it's going to keep growing, and it's going to regenerate itself, and it's going to replenish itself. So he made it very clear in his principle that we must understand that we must share the seed of God. We must share what God give us. Yeah. You understand? Whatever it is, you got to listen to God. When it comes to your family, when it comes to the kids, when it comes to trying to prepare them, when it comes to trying to get them forward in life, you got to listen to God and then let God tell you what it is that God wants you to do, and then you got to take what it is, that seed that God whispers in your ear. You got to nurture that thing. You got to work with that thing. You got to pull up the weeds out of whatever it is. You know, I realize that you got to have it. You got to be a particular seed, but it's not just the soil. Understand? It's not just the soil. It's the environment. It's the weather. It's the condition. It's the things that surround. See, because we don't understand. The one thing whenever I go to Florida, we go visit First Lady, close friend. And it's always excite me because she's got lemon trees growing right in her backyard. Wouldn't it be nice to just walk out in the backyard and pick lemons off of your tree and then take them back inside and make you some lemonade? We can't do that here. You know, certain place, California, got what? Orange trees. People have oranges growing in the front or the backyard. You know, we might get apples, depending on if you got some good soil in where you live at, to put an apple tree seed down there and it for it to grow and mature enough and get big enough to bring forth some apple fruits. See, none of this, y'all got to understand what God is saying to us and what God is showing us. None of this happens by accident. Yeah, y'all get me? We just look at stuff and expect it just to happen.
But God is telling us that nothing happened. God didn't do anything by accident. He didn't make any mistakes in anything that he did. He didn't make any mistakes in any of his plan. So he didn't do anything by accident. He wants us to have the mindset, have the understanding, have the knowledge, have the wisdom that we are created in his image and we're not to do anything by accident. We're not supposed to just lay stuff out and hope it happens. You created God's image. We're not just to throw dice and hope it falls right. We shouldn't flip a coin and hope it comes up heads or tails. When it comes to doing that God wants, and particularly when we decide that we are a child of God and we say we are Christian, and more so, when you was out in the world, you could just go and just lay back and just be, you know, just any old kind of thing. Just like summer breeze. But when you said that I am a child of God, when you say it to yourself that Jesus is my big brother, when you say to yourself that I believe in God and I have faith that all things is possible to those who believe. See, when you say that down in your heart, that all things are possible to those who believe, then you have to say to yourself that nothing is by accident. And if nothing is by accident, then I got to get on God's track. I got to start doing the way God planned for me to do it. I got to do it the way God laid out in his word. Yeah. So if he seeded something in you, a particular seed, okay, be it a particular business, be it a particular skill, be it a particular know-how, a knowledge, a wisdom, or whatever it is that God has stirred up inside of you, whatever it is that sometimes keep you awake all night long, so what it is that sometimes that stir you up and you can't sleep, you know, whatever it is that wake you up early in the morning, got you, you know, that particular thing that God has got all on top of you, all around you, got you all filled all up with it. And sometimes it wakes you up and you can't even sleep because God is saying, this is what I want you to do. This is where I want you to go. This is how it's going to work out. This is how that situation in your life that is holding you down, this is how you're going to break out of it. Yeah. See, what we do sometimes is God disturbs us. So we get up, go to the kitchen, go inside the refrigerator, get a drink of water or a drink of Kool-Aid or a drink of soda, and we go right back there and lay back down again. Yeah. We just shake it off. I don't know why God woke me up this morning. I'm tired. Yeah. Here it is, 2 o'clock in the morning. What am I waking up for that I got to get up at 6? God is saying, get excited. Somebody said, get excited. Look. When he wakes you up 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, he's telling you to do what? Get excited. He is saying, get excited. I'm stirring up a seed down inside of you. And if you don't know what it is, see, this is what we got to do. Get it, folks. Get it. Listen to me good. When you wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you don't know why you woke up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, hit those knees and say, God, why you wake me up? If you don't know what he's trying to tell you, he said what you got to do is ask. Yeah. You might not get the first time, but guess what? Some folks in here, you know what I'm talking about. Every morning it's 2 o'clock. You ain't got no idea what it is, but every morning it's 2 o'clock. How many times are you going to wake up every morning at 2 o'clock and not try to figure out why he waking you up every morning at 2? Yeah. Yeah. So how many mornings has this got to happen before you finally say, okay, he's telling me something. I don't know what it is that he's telling me, but I'm going to keep asking until I find out what it is that he's telling me. And every morning when you get up, if you get up and don't know, you better hit those knees again and keep asking him until you find out what he's telling you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, what he's telling you is the seed after the seed that's going to get you to where you want to get to. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah. Because he ain't waking you up at no 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning just because he ain't got nothing to do. Yeah, God ain't doing that just because he want to bug you. He ain't doing that just because he don't want you to get no sleep. Yeah. He knows. See, look, God knows. Right, God knows. Somebody said God knows. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. And there's a reason behind what he's doing. Somebody give God a hand clap in this house today. Come on, praise him just a little bit right now. Yeah. You have got, somebody understand this, like Ezekiel. You have got a particular land, a particular seed, and there's a particular fertile ground for you to grow it in. Come on, y'all pray with me and pray for me because I'm getting ready to get down with Cartil. As soon as we get some nice warm days, his brand new golf club that he just got. See, he just think I got him another tour. Yeah. He's excited about it because when I measured him the other day, because I had his club based on his height. So I told him I was buying him something. So he went and told his dad that I was buying him something. And he saw the club when it came in before I saw the club when it came in. So he's excited. One of the things about Cartier, he tried to, he does something one or two times that he tried to tell you how to do it. Hitting the baseball, I know how to do it. You try to tell him to stand a particular way, to swing a particular way, and he's about, I know how to do it. I ain't got no idea how to do it yet. But in his mind, I know how to do it. Already trying to play basketball, can't even how to bounce it. So I do know, this is what I know. I do know that he is fertile soil. And you need to understand and know that your child, a particular child now, a little older, what it might be, you need to understand that they are fertile ground. Understand that. God gave them to you, the fertile ground. Now you just have to find out and receive what seed it is that God wants you to sow in that fertile ground. Sometimes you ain't going to get it right the first time, but still do what? Sow. It might not work the first time, but do what? Sow. Because, see, all the time we don't hear what God is saying clearly to us. Because other things get involved. See, I'm of the thought process that golf may have been Taylor's way to get where she want to go. But the world got a little loud. See, I'm understanding God don't make mistakes. If he gave me that seed, the world got a little loud. The business of my job, the business of my position on my job didn't allow me to get out there on the golf course as much as I would like to get her swing as much as I would like to. And see, if the world gets a little loud in our ears, we get busy. We got so much stuff going on that the busyness, the noise, the horns, the wheel, the atmosphere, the environment, all of the stuff, the pollution of the world, all that stuff of the world gets all fogged up. And sometimes the radio station that doesn't get the good connection with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. When you have your radio on a certain station and you far away from the tower that radio station plays from, and then have you ever been driving down the road and different stations come in and out? Yeah, we all been there, right? You get interfered with another station. You driving and your station's on. You got a gospel station on, and you just rocking and rolling and bouncing to it and praising God. And then all of a sudden, you get over here and you get country music, or you get over here and you get jazz. That's how it works with God sometimes with us. We could be riding along with God in our life of lives. And all of a sudden, we get distant because the noise of the world, the busyness that we allow ourselves to get involved in, the activities that we get. Not saying all this busyness and all this stuff is bad, but I'm going to tell you right now, we get busy and we get active and we get doing things, and it's like we lose. We lose the connection, or the connection gets fuzzy for what God is trying to tell us and what God is trying to do in our lives. Ah, yes. Sometimes we got to pay that subscription for. What is it, selling your that phone radio that you had to pay for? So what's it called? What is it? Yeah. Sometimes, so you got to pay for that, right? And when you pay for that, you can leave from here and go to California, and you still got the same radio station. Yeah. See, we got that in the Jeep, but it's not in the Hummer. So if we're in the Jeep and we go from here up to Massanutten, and we'll listen to the gospel radio station, we got it all the way. In the Jeep, if we go from here to California, we got that same radio station all the way. But in the Hummer, because I ain't paying for it. We don't pay for it in the Hummer. If we leave from here and go to Massanutten, we might have the gospel radio station by the time we get on the other side of Richmond, then we get something else. And if we go to Florida, we get something else. And if we go somewhere else, we get something else. You get what I'm saying? And that's the way it gets with God sometimes. God is talking to you. God is telling you something. And life gets you getting something else. Okay? Yeah, you get seated what the co-workers said. It gets seeds in your mind. So you got to understand, we are seated all the time. That's what they call commercials. Yeah. They call them commercials. They call them advertisement. They call them jobs. They call them coworkers. They call them friends. They call all these different things they are called. And they're all, in my mind, the way I see them, this is the way I look at them, they're all radio towers. Get me? Y'all get where I'm coming at? Yeah, they're all radio towers. So you're connected to God, and you get over there with your friends, you on your friend's radio tower, and you can't hear God no more because your friends are too busy in your ear. Yeah. Or advertisement. Or just life alone. Yeah. You know what? Riding down the road, listen to gospel, just praising God, and you driving and you have a blowout, and then you sitting on the side of the road, flat tire. How many times does that radio station with God disconnect going back and forth? How many times do you stop praising God and start worrying and start wondering and all kinds of stuff? Radio towers. But we got to be what? Connected to God. Come on, rest on your feet. Hallelujah. Somebody in the house. Learn what your particular seed is from your particular place. Ezekiel says it. I took a particular seed from a particular land, and I'm going to take this seed and I'm going to grow it in what I know based on what God has told me, based on what God has said, is fertile ground, fertile soil. And once I sow it, based on God being the same today as he was yesterday, I expect it to grow. Some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Father God, we thank you right now for these, your people. We thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for protecting us in this evil, dangerous world. But we know that you are a mighty God, a wonderful God, a great God, and you never change. And you are the same today as you were yesterday. God, we give your name the praise because you're worthy of all of the praise. May the goodness of God, the greatness of God, the wonder of God stay with us and keep us and watch over us. May you bless us and keep us as we separate on the physical, but keep us together in the spirit. Amen.